Comedian Dave Chappelle's latest special dropped on Netflix's YouTube channel last night. It's called 846, a reference to the death of George Floyd at the hands of police.
What are you signifying? That you can kneel on a man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds and feel like you wouldn't get the wrath of God? That's what is happening right now.
And this is getting quite a bit of reaction online. So let's bring in Femi Okay. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. And Femi, we bring you in on Fridays for a social media roundup. So what are you seeing in response to Dave Chappelle?
Oh, this trended immediately. Immediately it came out. It was a surprise release on Netflix and YouTube. It is free. You do not have to subscribe to anything in order to watch it. And the audience lapped it up. And why are people talking? Well, it's really because Dave Chappelle, he's more than a comedian. He's a commentator. For instance, let me give you some instant feedback here from Joel Leon. Joel says that Dave Chappelle's stand-up ain't even a stand-up. It's a history lesson. A Mark Dice coming from the other side. I know he's not a Chappelle fan, but he watched the whole special nevertheless. He says there wasn't even a joke for at least 7 minutes, hardly any in the 13 minutes, just him ranting about the police. But you can actually see this. You can see this for yourself, and then you can decide. But there's a lot of commentary and a lot of love coming from Dave Chappelle for speaking out right now.
I'm glad you said that some people didn't think it was funny, because even Chappelle acknowledged at one point that this production was not humorous.
He was making jokes about his jokes not being funny. It's like, I can't make jokes right now. Then people laughed about that.
But he was criticized by some fans for not speaking out sooner. I don't know, you know, whether you think that's fair or not, who knows. But did he address that?
He did. He absolutely did. He mentioned a certain CNN host for calling celebrities out. And Chappelle said, you know, I have been talking about police violence for years. And what
Don
is happening
Lemon
right
you're
now?
To.
Yes, you named him. So he talked about Don Lemon on CNN, and he said, I have been talking about police brutality for years. What is happening in America right now is grassroots anti-racism movement. Nobody wants to see or hear from celebrities. The young protesters are doing a great job. Carry on.
Quickly, let's touch on another very interesting story this week. NASCAR is getting ready for another race on Sunday. It's going to be in Miami, and it's going to also be the first NASCAR event with fans in the stands since mid-March. Now, the context here is that the sport banned the Confederate flag from races. And we talked about the significance of this yesterday on the show. But tell us, now that people have had a chance to weigh in on this, what are fans saying?
What I noticed was really interesting online was new NASCAR fan Sarah Fong, Black Lives Matter. She says, not only did NASCAR ban all the Confederate flag-related content at their venue, they also made a message for pride. They have a Black Lives Matter car for Bubba Wallace. He's the only black driver in NASCAR. I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm just going to be reading Twitter comments and becoming a new NASCAR fan. And some fans are just saying there's too much politics in NASCAR. Why can't we just race and have fun?
On another topic, I know you're following the fallout surrounding Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling's controversial views about transgender identity. You're going to have to remind us what's behind all of this and first of all, why it's back in the news.
So J.K. Rowling has, over a period of time, talked about trans and the ways different genders and sexes work from her perspective. And any time that she's liked or she commented, she's got a lot of pushback that she's not supporting the trans community. Rowling has said that I respect every trans person's right. She's done this on Twitter. She's really big on Twitter to live any way that feels authentic and comfortable to them. But her life has been shaped by being female. There's been so much back and forth that she actually went to her website and wrote a very long essay about her perspective on trans and gender on her own website. And then let me give you some of the pushback here from Tess Fowler, for instance. She says, do not read J.K. Rowling's transphobia manifesto. I already did it for you. Every line is misinformation. And then also, Rowling is getting a lot of support saying, thank you, I am a feminist. I really appreciate your take. So even though J.K. Rowling has written this entire essay, she's posted it out there so everybody can see, it hasn't stopped that debate where people have called her a transphobe and not supporting the trans community. So that goes on and on.
interesting to see that some of the stars from Harry Potter have called her out for this. But, you know, we're going to have to save that for another time because we are out of time. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thanks so much, as always.
You're welcome. Take care, Peter.
You too.